So one of Johannes Brahms' great inspirations was Edvard Grieg. I told you that he had played the second sonata and he had also played the first, both of which Edvard Grieg composed before Johannes Brahms wrote his two first sonatas. Edvard Grieg wrote not many large-scale pieces towards the later part of his life. And this particular piece, we know a little bit of the history of the origin. In 1886, there was a violinist visiting Bergen, where Edvard Grieg had just built his new home at the Troll Hill, as we call it, in Norway. And this violinist, Teresina Tua, Italian, come to visit Edvard Grieg, and she played the two first sonatas for Edvard Grieg, and he was completely taken, not only by her play. And he wrote a letter to his publisher immediately asking if he wanted more music for the violin, and started and said that if I ever write a big work for violin again, it would be thanks to this fiddle fairy who come to dance for me at my Troll Hill. Anyway, I've always known about this story, but then when I started to read a little bit about this violinist, Teresina Tua, I was just then putting together a program I also do with only romances. And I noticed that the second movement here is called Alla Romanza. And then I started to think a little bit about this theme. It repeats the same rhythm again and again and again and again. I think something like 72 times through the movement. And I've just sort of invented this myself, but I think starting composing this immediately after the visit of Teresina Tua, it is a little bit strange that you can actually sing in Norwegian or German, whatever you like. Jeg elsker deg, Teresina, through the whole movement. Which means, of course, I love you, Teresina. I don't know what really happened, but Edvard Grieg had 2 years earlier tried to sort of escape his wife to Paris to become together with a painter. But that didn't work out. He actually never reached Paris, where she was. But it's quite clear he wasn't particularly happy at this moment of his life. So is there anything in this story or not? Well, listen to that second movement. It's possibly one of Edvard Grieg's absolutely best movements. And piano has the whole beginning of that second movement. And then the violin enters. And I think, you know, if he does like other composers, sending the scores to a good violinist, when he was sending the score to Teresina Tua, maybe he was hoping she would crack this code. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't, who knows? Or maybe I'm just inventing anything in my head. I was anyway born in the wrong century. I mean, I should have been born in the 19th century. And but I know that a lot of composers were hiding things in their scores. And since I'm indeed a composer myself, I do the same thing myself. This is why I started to look. But anyway, there is a first and a last movement here as well, not only a second movement. And it's also a bit untypical of Edvard Grieg's writing. The first movement, which now today sounds, you know, very Norwegian, I think at his time struck everybody as being not Norwegian, but very sort of international, maybe even sort of inspired from Passion of South Europe, who knows? And then in the last movement, we get the signature sort of trolls of Edvard Grieg. And I can tell you just a little story about Edvard Grieg when he was composing what he actually did. So he had three small figures, one green frog made of stone, which he always kept in his pocket when he played concert and for good luck, and also a female and a troll. And those two figures, the female troll and the frog, he put on his composing desk every time he composed. And he also, after he was finished composing for the evening, he actually brought them into the bedroom. And his wife didn't actually like that, but they were watching over them every night. And, you know, there is something about this storytelling and magic about Edvard Grieg's writing. And in his letters, he mentioned these three figures, the troll and the green frog and everything. He mentioned it a staggering 18,000 times in his letters. So, can you hear the frog? Can you hear a princess? Can you hear a troll in the music? I think you might indeed be able to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you.